April 17th, Bob Goff.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Bob is a lawyer, professor, and New York Times bestselling author. In 2003, Bob founded Restore International, a nonprofit human rights organization, in order to find daring, productive, and effective ways to fight the injustices committed against children. His goal is to restore justice to those without a voice, children and poor people. He provides legal assistance, education, and food. His books encourage others to live extraordinary lives, too. On this date in 2018, Bob released his second book, Everybody Always. In spite of his busy schedule, Bob makes himself more available, not less, to those who want to talk to him, which means almost a million readers have his cell phone number. He says that living with constant interruptions is what Jesus did.
Taking a bigger step may be the seed that grows the impossible. Bob Goff calls himself a recovering lawyer, with a passion to spread love everywhere he goes and to encourage others to do the same. He lives out the gospel at every opportunity. Whether helping a dying widow cross off bucket list items or defending helpless children from witch doctors in Africa, Bob's life is defined by love in action. In Uganda, witch doctors have an unofficial immunity. They can torment anyone they want for their own gain. Young boys are a particular interest to them because the boys' body parts are believed to give them added power. Children are disappearing every week, and the government's efforts to stop this do little good. This practice has been going on for centuries, and in the last decade, it's been getting worse. Kabi, the leader of the witch doctors in the north, was on the move, and 8-year-old Charlie was his next victim. This particular case was different from 1,000 others, only because this time Charlie lived to talk about what the witch doctors did to him. Now Bob had a case. With a deep love for children and 25 years as a lawyer, Bob stepped in to get Kabi prosecuted and bring this evil system to justice. Kabi went to prison for life. This was the first time in Ugandan history that this had happened. But Charlie's family abandoned him because of the atrocity, and Bob became Charlie's legal guardian. Bob said, "The minute he attacked Charlie, Kabi became my enemy." It's easy to talk a good game about loving your enemies until you have one. I realized if I wanted big things to happen in my life, I'd need to take bigger steps and risk more than I had before. So I decided to visit Kabi in prison. With the same love that compelled Bob to love Charlie, Bob walked into the Luzira Maximum Security Prison where Kabi had been incarcerated, one of the scariest places on the planet, and asked to see Kabi. Kabi entered the dark room where I was waiting, Bob said. He had no shoes and was wearing a torn, dirty prison uniform. He seemed remorseful. He told Bob, "I know I'm going to die in this place. What I need is forgiveness." Kabi came to Christ in that dark room and began to learn about Jesus. During his next prison visit, Bob asked the warden if they could share Jesus with the men in Luzira. At first, he waved me off, but then, as if I had done a Jedi move, he said he'd let Kabi talk to them. Bob and Kabi soon found themselves standing before the 3,000 death row prisoners. Not as enemies, but now as brothers, Bob held Kabi's hand as Kabi shared what Jesus had done in him. Bob said every guy in that place knew who Kabi was and what he had done, and more than a few knew that I was the guy who put him there. When Kabi finished speaking, hundreds of men walked towards them. The men on death row wanted to know about this Jesus who could reconcile such obvious enemies. Luke 6:27 and 28 says, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." Are there enemies in your life God is asking you to forgive? Taking a bigger step may be the seed that grows the impossible.
Hello, friends. My name is Todd Chobotar, coming to you from Orlando, Florida. I was personally very challenged today by the story of Bob Goff and the way that he lives his life as love in action, which, of course, is what we're all called to do as followers of Christ. I first became familiar with Bob and his ministry work when I read his first book, Love Does, and I think I've purchased every one of his books since then. The remarkable thing is, though, Bob doesn't have to be unique in this situation. All of us have the opportunity to be love in action, and even more than that, to love our enemies. That was certainly a part of the story of Bob Goff today, and I was particularly challenged by the passage from Luke chapter 6, 27 and 28, and I wanted to go back and read it again, so I went and got my grandfather's Bible that I was very privileged to have been given before my grandfather passed away, and this is the classic King James Version. Just listen to this again. "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." Man, how powerful is that? Bless those who curse you. Here's the thing, that is not the kind of society that we live in today. We live in a society where someone does something bad to me, well, I'm going to do something bad back to you. But Scripture calls us to a much higher standard, to bless those that curse us and to actually pray for them and love our enemies. So, men, that's the challenge for today. And honestly, it's a challenge for me too. Just think for a moment. Is there someone that you consider an enemy or someone that has deeply hurt you? It could be an ex-spouse. It could be a boss. Or ex-boss. It could be a former friend or a family member that you just don't get along with, or someone that you don't know that just despitefully uses you. We have the opportunity today to follow the example of Bob and to follow, frankly, the example of Christ, who loved his enemies and prayed for those that were despitefully using him. So if it's okay, I'd like to end the challenge today by praying for me and for you that God would empower us through his Spirit to be able to live out this passage. Heavenly Father, Lord, this is not easy, not at all. But Father, through your Spirit, would you empower each of us, me and every person who listens to or reads this today, give us the strength to forgive our enemies. And Father, not just to forgive them, but actually to bless them. Lord, would you bless those who try to hurt us and give us the power through your Holy Spirit to love them in return. Thank you, Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen.